Government advisors in Atlanta today recommended against a mass vaccination campaign for smallpox. Instead, they said the vaccine should be given only to a small number of people likely to respond to a bioterrorist attack. Joining us now to discuss the announcement is NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, who are the small number of people who are likely to respond to bioterrorist attacks, and how many of them are there?
They are trying to restrict vaccination, for now at least, to two groups. The first would be what you might call pre-designated public health SWAT teams, and these are of unspecified size. They would vary from one locale to another, but they would include doctors, nurses, public health workers who would go out and try to track down these first cases and their contacts and immunize them and isolate them and quarantine them and so on. So these people would get vaccinated in advance. The second group would be larger. It would be clinical care personnel, people who actually deliver patient care in pre-designated hospitals, which would receive any smallpox cases that would result from a terrorist attack. And again, we don't really know how many of these hospitals there would be or how many clinical personnel in these hospitals would actually get vaccinated in advance. I think the general picture is they are trying to restrict the number of people get vaccinated in advance to the thousands rather than the tens of thousands.
Why not the tens of millions? Why not everybody get a smallpox vaccine?
That has been strongly advocated by some. The Wall Street Journal certainly advocated making it available to all Americans in an editorial yesterday, and other people have argued that. I think that the expert panel that made its recommendations today is very, very concerned about the side effects, including deaths, that would result if millions of people were given this vaccine.
You mean that many people would die because of the vaccine?
That's right. It's not, as the CDC people pointed out today, it's not as safe a vaccine as the ordinary vaccines that we are used to taking and giving our children. That's because it's made with a live virus. It's not the smallpox virus. It's a different one called cowpox. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. we do know from prior experience that hundreds of people for every million vaccinated will get serious and possibly fatal reactions.
Richard, just have a couple more seconds left, but when will we actually know what the government's decision is about this?
This will go up to Washington. Tommy Thompson and presumably the White House will decide what to do with this expert panel's recommendation.
Thank you. NPR's Richard Knox speaking to us from Boston.